Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, September 21st. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 4¾ cents at 517, December wheat down 10½ cents at 690¼, and November beans up 11½ cents at 1274. Interesting day. I thought we'd see risk on. We saw it in the beans, but not the corn and the wheat. The Dow Jones has been all over the board. Currently, it's about 3 points higher, but it's been 50 lower. It's been 300 higher. So, you know, it's trying to shake off the Chinese news. Now, depending on what the Chinese do, it'll certainly have an impact on these markets. If they let Evergrande go bankrupt, you know, I think that sends a bad message, and I think speculators will back away from these markets, and certainly Chinese buying, I think, will take a hit out here. If they just shift the assets that are being built to another real estate company, that may eliminate the problem for the time being and be a kind of a partial bailout, which I think would rally the Dow Jones. But obviously, the Dow Jones doesn't know what they're doing any more than the Chinese have indicated right now. We'll see how it closes, but it's been mixed all day long, higher and lower. The corn market, under some pressure here. Funds are still way too long, in my opinion. Coming into the day, I had them long 197,000 contracts. After today, probably 192,000 contracts, somewhere in that range. So I just think the funds are too long. It's unusual that the corn crop would improve this time of year. That certainly put the market a little bit on the defensive out here. Weather around, generally pretty good. We're seeing some late rains, but it's not terrible. It seems like the sun comes out after the rains. We've had some rains on and off here in Chicago this morning, but it looks like it's going to be a little bit drier trend. But it was chilly out here this morning. Right now we're 67 degrees. This is the first time we've really seen that during the day in quite some time. But I don't see any, you know, freeze or frost threats anywhere on the horizon out here. Australia is still dry. Argentina is still dry. Northern Brazil is dry. Central Brazil has gotten some rains out here. So that's a little bit of a mixed bag. I think the wheat was pressured by the continuing high price in the wheat. Six ticks lower today, but it's still 93.19, it's a pretty big price. Certainly doesn't encourage any exports out here. The Chinese, we'll have to see what they do when they come back from the holiday tomorrow. But I can't think that we'd see a whole lot more than, you know, the usual 100 to 132,000. We need to see much, much bigger numbers this time of year. And every day that goes by that we don't have it, it's a problem. I think I talked late last week about this tar spot hitting the corn in Illinois. Ken Ferry, the well-respected agronomist in Illinois, said there was a problem out here. Purdue has now confirmed that it's in Indiana as well, and that could shave some yields out here. So ultimately, could that support the corn a little bit? I suppose it can. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.